Now, the Syrian army is pressing ahead with its offensive against foreign-backed insurgents in different parts of the country. Army forces have taken control of a village and its surrounding areas in the northern province of Aleppo. Army units have also attacked militant positions in several parts of the Damascus countryside, killing a number of terrorists. In the eastern city of Deir al-Zor, a field commander of one of the terrorist groups was killed in clashes with government forces. Meanwhile, troops managed to dismantle a large ammunition factory belonging to militant groups in a neighborhood near Damascus. The United Nations says Syrian refugees in Lebanon will number more than a third of the country's population by the end of this year. It says more than half of the refugees are children.
Current level of fundings, we simply will not be able to meet the target that we've set with the ministry for over 172,000 children in school next year. We'll be unable to be able to launch a polio vaccination campaign for all children in Lebanon under five, which affects over 1.5 million children, Lebanese and others. 800,000 refugees will go without winter support. 30,000 people, including Lebanese, will remain without safe drinking water.
Well, Lebanon currently hosts 1.1 million Syrians who have fled deadly violence in their country. The number is to hit 1.5 million by December. Beirut says it can no longer carry the burden alone. The country is facing a financial burden of $4.5 billion due to the influx of refugees, which has also doubled Lebanon's unemployment to 20%. The UN says Lebanon needs $1.6 billion for this year to be able to cope with the crisis. Raging militancy has displaced millions of Syrians since 2011.